In local news, the 2023 edition of Whangaroa Talent Factory has been announced for Saturday, 8th of July in the Town Hall. This will be the third edition of the Youth Music Showcase put on jointly by the Raglan Community House, Sound Splash and this radio station. Rangatahi aged 13 to 18 have until June the 25th to enter and will have the opportunity to work with professional musicians who will mentor them ahead of the All Ages Koha Entry events at the Town Hall. Still with local music, Abstract Fishlung, who performed at last year's Whangaroa Talent Factory, played at the Waikato Rock Quest last weekend, where they impressed enough to progress through to the regional finals, which will be held June the 24th at the Clarence Street Theatre. If you want to know more about their experience, check out the interview podcast on raglanradio.com. Waikato Regional Council has released some data from their tide gauges showing that the recent storm on Saturday the 20th of May caused a dramatic rise in sea levels, with the water being 1.3 metres above normal at its peak. Fortunately, this coincided with the low tide, but it was still 0.8 metres higher than normal at high tide, leading to some coastal inundation, including around the rugby grounds, Papahua and Lorenzen Bay. According to the council, this was the result of low atmospheric pressure, which allows sea levels to rise, and a strong westerly storm that pushed water up against the coast. With another Coast Care working bee at Ruapuki North this weekend, where 800 plants are due to be planted, we took the chance to ask Andrew Anderson from Waikato Regional Council about the erosion of the dunes at Papahua between the walk bridge and the boat ramp. He said planting would very likely resolve the issue and should be tried before something more dramatic like the installation of a groin. The issue is on their radar, although it is also a district council issue, being located in a public park. And for its part, the district council has been promising to do some protective planting at Papahua for 5 years, but for unknown reasons has yet to even start the project. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters are playing in Hamilton this weekend, taking on Ruakura FC at 1 p.m. at Kahikatea Park. Fans are hoping for another victory after the Roosters rediscovered their mojo last weekend when they beat the Jazz Raptors 5-2. Meanwhile, the Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team appear to have the weekend off after their first ever victory last weekend. And that is the RAG News for Friday, 2nd of June, 2023.